Hello everyone, my name is Lilia Nikolaeva, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Parkinson's disease. First, I wanted to apologize for uploading this first episode so late. I've had some family medical emergency to deal with the past couple weeks, so that took priority in my life for a while. Well, let's get started. In this episode, we will be covering the background of Parkinson's disease, why it is medically important, and the innate and adaptive immune responses of this disease. I'm sure many of you have already heard of Parkinson's disease. You may have a personal connection by knowing someone who has been affected by this disease or by learning about it in classes. So starting off, Parkinson's disease was discovered in 1817 by a man named James Parkinson. But to be clear, James Parkinson did not actually discover the disease himself, but he was merely the first one to write a clear medical document on it, which distinguished it from other diseases and disorders. Now, what does it do? Parkinson's disease is an illness that affects the brain and the movement that the brain controls. People with this disease will usually have involuntary tremors, have trouble walking or keeping balance, and very slow movement from rigid muscles. Now, what causes it? When a part of the brain begins to experience dying nerve cells or neurons, a decrease in dopamine levels occur. Dopamine is an important brain chemical because it serves as a neurotransmitter to send signals to other nerves. Therefore, when there is a decrease in dopamine, there is also a decrease in signals to nerve cell. This is why movement is affected. Now, what are the symptoms? Parkinson's disease is most commonly occurs in an older age group. An older age group is actually a risk to Parkinson's disease. This is also a disease that gets worse over time. Symptoms may start out very small at first and can be easily misdiagnosed. As time progresses, the symptoms may worsen. Such symptoms include changes in behavior and talking, changes in walking, and changes in emotion. Patients may develop depression from this disease. Now, why is this medically important? Parkinson's disease is medically important because it affects up to 1 million people per year in the United States alone, and up to 10 million people worldwide. Parkinson's disease also affects up to 50% more men than it does women. Now, like I mentioned before, Parkinson's disease affects an older age group, so an average age group of 60 years old have been diagnosed with this disease. The cause behind this disease is still unknown, and there is no cure. But there are various treatment options which include a combination of medications and or surgery. Earlier diagnosis of this disease can lead to more specific treatment options, like a combination of medications, like I mentioned earlier, which can slow down the progression of the disease, but this will not be a cure. Now, what are the innate and adaptive immune responses? Parkinson's disease is considered to be a multi-system progressive disease, which means that it affects more than one system of the body and that many organs are affected. And it is a progressive disease, which means that the disease continues to grow over time. The death of neurons are common in Parkinson's disease, which can also lead to inflammation. As you know, inflammation is a part of the innate immune response, which can induce an adaptive immune response. This would lead to show which specific parts of the brain are injured. Increased levels of cytokines and decreased levels of dopamine can also lead as evidence of innate immune responses. Until Parkinson's disease will be able to be identified earlier, it will continue to be a challenge to determine the cause or the origin of the disease. Thanks for listening, and tune in for our next episode of Parkinson's Disease.